Spirit Radio Podcasts.
I have a fantastic group of young people with me in studio, and they've come from various different vulnerable and disadvantaged backgrounds, but they were sponsored through their education by supporters here in Ireland, Northern Ireland and Great Britain from an organisation called Fields of Life, and we're going to hear all about their work and they're going to be telling us some of their stories, and it's just incredible. It's great to have with me in studio Maggie, Levoxone, Daniel and Eunice with me in studio, and Alex is here as well from Fields of Life. So good morning everybody, it's great to have you with us.
Good morning.
Okay, so we'll start with you, Alex. You might just tell us a little bit about what Fields of Life is.
Yeah, Fields of Life is a Christian charity. We collaborate with local communities and churches in East Africa. We've been in East Africa for 25 years next year, which is an incredible achievement and something we're really proud of. And we like to bring about positive change through quality education, clean water, community-based projects and health promotion. And the culmination of 25 years of sponsorship is a big part of what we do, child sponsorship. And that's what this Storytellers Tour is about. So these guys have come all the way from East Africa to tell their stories of how their lives have been transformed by people here in Ireland and Northern Ireland who sponsored them all those years ago, and now they're working in business and they're giving back with, they want to build a school in one of the worst parts of Northern Uganda called Karamoja. And it's a really dry, arid place. It's a place that doesn't really understand education. It's a very nomadic people, and these guys have wanted to make a huge impact there and build a really, really solid education opportunity for a lot of kids. You can walk up to 20 kilometres in Karamoja to go to school, and they're trying to make a difference and give back.
So it's great to have so many of you with us in studio today. And as you mentioned, Alex, this is about people hearing the stories of people from East Africa that have been helped. So let's hear it. Let's hear some of your stories. Who wants to go first?
Oh.
Introduce yourself now to the listeners.
My name is Eunice.
Hi, Eunice.
Once again, good morning, listeners. I am a Fields of Life child. I joined Fields of Life in 98 when, at that point, my mother had failed to pay the school fees. So we joined Fields of Life, me and my brother, and we got an opportunity for sponsorship throughout primary and secondary, and up to the point where I could stand and support myself at the university. So Fields of Life to me gave me the opportunity I needed so bad in life at that point.
So tell us a little bit about the work that you do now.
Today I am I'm the head of marketing for Bravane Safaris. This is a tour and travels company we established, me and my husband. So I head the marketing. I'm here to leave you some good news as well, whoever will be coming to East Africa.
Great. I hope I get to go there someday. Okay, who's next?
Good morning, listeners. My name is Maggie. I work with Fields of Life as a programs officer and the editor for the I Am Girl magazine. For me, Fields of Life has been the great change that I needed when I couldn't. It has given me the opportunity to be the better person I am today, to be able to go to school and be a child, to be loved and to feel that I was not different from any other child. Fields of Life just gave me the ground to be a better person I am today. Yeah.
How did it feel when you understood that, you know, there was somebody in Ireland or Northern Ireland or England that was sponsoring you, that was helping you to get an education?
The very first time, we just don't understand how this really works, but all you know is somebody loves you from far and they want you to be happy, to be able to go to school and not be chased out of school because you can't afford it. So it means a lot to us, and we always wanted to look out for them and know who they are. And for some of us, have got the opportunity to come to Ireland and meet the people. We are so grateful. Yeah.
So you're just kind of wanting to give back. Okay, what about Daniel? You're with us in studio as well.
Good morning, listeners. My name is Daniel from Uganda. I work for Fields of Life in the Kampala office with the Water, Sanitation and Hygiene Department. We try to bring access to clean water for communities back home, and improving sanitation for schools, and making sure that schools have proper health for all the learners and the school users. For me, Fields of Life is such a blessing in my life. They gave me an opportunity to be in school when I had no one to pay for my fees. They came in and paid my school fees through primary, secondary, and then the university. And I'm glad to be part of the people that are changing lives in back home in Uganda. And we're really having impact on our families and communities. Thank you, Fuse Life, for that blessing and the impact in my life.
So the education really seems to be the key thread here, Daniel, the fact that you were able to go to school and be supported throughout your school years.
Yes, this is the most important thing back home. Many children at home are very bright, but they don't have the opportunity to be in school. So whenever you have someone to keep in school, is such a big blessing and an opportunity for most of us. And that's why we come here to say thank you to most of the guys that paid for our fees. They would have chosen something else, but they just pay our fees. So it's very exciting to be in school, and that's the only way you can change your destiny. Otherwise, if you don't go to school, you'll be in poverty for the rest of your life. But right now, there's no way you can have my name and poverty in the same sentence without a full stop. So I think education is a big thing. Yeah.
That is good news. Yeah. It's good news. And we also have one final guest with us in studio, Levoxon.
Yeah, yeah. Good morning, everyone who's listening in. My name is Levoxon from Uganda. I'm here to thank everyone who loves Africa and for the support we have been given. We can't thank you enough. I'm to know about Fields of Life. I grew up on the streets of Kosovo back home in Kampala. So to know about Fields of Life, it was another changing moment in my life. I used to sleep on the streets. I had nothing to eat. I'd never attended any school. So they took me back to school and they paid for my school fees. Today, I would say God has been so great. I want to thank each and everyone. Mostly, I would thank Uncle T and Madame Ruth for the love for Africa. Today, I happen to be one of the leading artists in Africa. I've been nominated many times as the best East African Gospel Artist of the Year, and I won it last year. And I've won Gospel Artist of the Year for the last 5 years in Uganda. And this year I've been nominated for Africa, the whole of Africa. So if it wasn't for Fields of Life, you never know, because one of the guys I used to steal with on the streets, he got killed. So Fields of Life gave me life, and I'm so happy that I'm here to show them the change they really wanted to see in me. And I'm so grateful also to have us on Spirit Radio. We also have Spirit FM back home in Uganda. So it's a blessing, a blessing.
It's very inspiring, really, I think, for people just to hear, because a lot of the time when we're asking for people's help and people's support in East Africa, we know the money is going somewhere, but I don't think we really can get our heads around just when we've heard just, and this is just a snapshot of some of the many, many stories and the many lives that Fields of Life has impacted over the years. It's incredible to see, because so many of you were talking about when you were a child and now how your life has just continued to be transformed and to be blessed. And sometimes people might feel kind of hopeless when they look at the situations of poverty in places like East Africa, but you guys are offering hope. So let's talk a little bit about, Maggie's going to talk to us a little bit about the Fields of Life alumni. Tell us a little bit about what that is.
Fields of Life alumni, there are so many. These are adults right now that have come out from school successful because of the education they were given through Fields of Life, the sponsorship program. So they've come back to Fields of Life and they just want to say thank you. And this means giving back what they have to the communities. So this has been like a challenge to us, that if we were given free, what else could we do in return? So right now we have a fundraising for our school in Karamoja. This is a place where we still think it is so backward in Uganda. People still move out without clothes. They're still practicing female genital mutilation, which is so horrible. They still have practices that are not human. But we believe with education, this would change the cultures. And they're so looking forward to having this school. And we are here to tell everyone that can support to come in, and as we support ourselves. And yeah, we just want to thank the people that have supported us.
I wanted to ask Daniel as well about just some of the other projects that the Fields of Life alumni are running.
Apart from Karamoja School, we want to let the listeners know We involved in almost all the Fields of Life projects that they are running back home in East Africa. We involved in advocating for proper sanitation as the alumni. We are involved in making sure that we can support children even after the school in Karamoja is put up. So we involved in a number of projects, almost all the projects that Fields of Life is doing. Our dream is to further the vision of Fields of Life because we are given. We think we need to be there to support all the projects that Fields of Life is doing back home in East Africa so that we can have a far-reaching effect on the people of East Africa. Thank you.
I wanted to now move to Eunice. We've touched a little bit on what the Storytellers Tour is going to be about, but you might just expand on it for us, Eunice.
The Storytellers Tour, we started off in the Northern Ireland. We have come, we're a group of 13 and part of the alumni. So we are here. We have been running tours back home in the schools, Fields of Life is supporting. And we've had a huge impact. People have given, schools have given, children have given to support this cause. So we extended our tour to Europe, and we've been to Northern Ireland. We are in the Republic, and we're heading to Scotland and England. So this tour, it's all about, first of all, to thank the people that supported us, because many people have met their sponsors, and it's a melting moment. Yes, so we are here to thank the people that have supported us throughout the years and tell them, yes, we have come out like this positive in life. This is how the money you saved to pay for my school fees has impacted my life. And we are going on to encourage more people to support the building of the school in Karamoja. So the tour is going on through all those areas I've mentioned and continuing. So we are here to encourage people to join our cause, because it's a very positive cause, and we're looking forward to changing the lives of the children in Karamoja, just like we were changed.
Alex, you wanted to come in there?
Yeah, the moment so far for me was Sunday night. We had about 270 people graciously showed up for a concert we had in Bray, and it was an amazing evening. Probably the moment of the tour that stuck out to me the most so far was Moses Magala's one of the group, and he was just sharing a beautiful story about sponsorship and this wonderful lady called Sally Keenan, who had paid for his needs, taken care of his food and his education all the way through life, and you know, just sort of saying if there was any chance, if I ever got to meet her, I'd love to tell her this, that and the other. And Trevor Stevenson, our founder, just stood up and he goes, "Would you like to meet her now?" And wow, I mean, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. His face just lit up. She walked up, they ran, they hugged each other. What a moment. I mean, that's something to remember.
I think that's really important just to highlight for people, Alex, because I think a lot of the time people think when they do a sponsor a child program that they don't really think, oh, it's going to an individual child. It's kind of going just into a general fund that then is used. But this is really, it's one person that you are supporting throughout their education.
This morning we were at a school, and that school is Rathmichael, just here, not too far from here, and they have sponsored four children, more than that, but four specifically from a school. Some of these guys are from that school, and they were to give updates. They came this morning to tell them that one of those kids is now an electrical engineer, the other one is a lawyer. That's kind of cool. And when you hear those stories, of course, Trevor, in fairness, has used God's vision, but has just been very faithful to that vision. And it's not too many charities that are able to see that story from the age of, say, 4 or 5, right through to 25, 28-year-old who's now working in business and giving back. And it's a really, really special time. I get to spend time in the van with these guys. I'm just setting up events and things for them, but just to watch them live out their lives for Christ, and just to be real and to share and to see what God has done in their lives. It's just an absolute blessing. And so there's been many special moments, but that was one the other evening that lived long in my memory.
So how's it going to work? Is there other events that people can attend that are listening?
Yeah. We've done loads. I mean, we've been in Wesley College. We were in, we had a business breakfast yesterday with the Irish Bible Institute. We had our concert Sunday night. We're in Cork in four schools over the next few days. And then on Saturday night, we'd love you to come. It's a free concert in the Cork School of Music, 7:30 p.m. this coming Saturday. The entire room is booked out. Cork School of Music have been amazing. That's CIT. They gave us a €120,000 grand piano, a Steinway grand piano for Nathan Jess, who's played with Matt Redman, collaborated in a range of his work. He's coming down with his band. They'll be playing for a short section. You'll have music, dance, some worship, some stories of hope, and it's a free night. The venue holds about 200 people, so we'd love to fill it up, and we'd love to see you there.
And Lev Oxone, you're going to be singing as well at this event. What can people expect from you?
Yeah, definitely they should expect the African energy.
Which is like no other energy in the world.
Yeah, definitely. And another thing they should expect, because some of us, we're here to inspire, you know. Many, we know many don't believe what is done back home. So we're here as a living testimony to each and everyone. So it's going to be a massive night, and God is with us. He has been with us throughout, like where we have been. So we're here to share the God we serve with our own, this family, which really loves us, understand? So it's going to be fire, if for lack of better words. It's going to be massive.
It sounds like it's going to be incredible.
I came with another brother of mine called JK Lunji. He's another talented man. So he's going to be doing his thing. I'm going to be dancing, singing. We have African drums, man. A lot is there.
It sounds like it's going to be a brilliant night. I just wanted to ask everybody one final question, because many of you come from backgrounds that, when people read about them or see, they ask the question, where is God? Where is God in all of this? What's your kind of thoughts on that?
Well, I think, you know, I was chatting to Trevor about this the other day and just saying, this is kind of mad, isn't it? And Trevor said, if God had shown me what he was going to do, I would never have begun. I would have run a mile. But he said, when you think today there's 53,000 kids in school right now as we speak, that's just now. That's not over the last 25 years. If you want to add those numbers, it gets into kind of crazy numbers. God has provided 650 wells in communities in East Africa. And these guys are the product of sponsorship. When you just see the enormity, I mean, we're giving you a tiny snippet of what God has done throughout this this movement. We're so excited. And, you know, I heard Steve Stockman wrote a blog recently after he was at a concert in the north, and he said, forget Saturday night TV, turn off your Skybox. This beats that. He said, it even beats Sunday morning, I hate to admit it. And I thought that was nice. So do come see us Saturday night in Cork. It'll be a night to remember. You'll never forget it. At 7:30 p.m. at the Cork School of Music, and it is a free event, so bring some people. And the guys are raising money for a project in Karamoja, so we will take a collection on the night, just to be clear on that, towards giving back. They've already raised a huge amount of money. The alumni ran an event in Kampala a little while back, and God provided £25,000 at that event. They had 600 people come to it, so they're an incredibly capable group. So I hope that just gives a little snippet of what God is at. No one man can make that happen. That's a God thing, and we're excited to be part of it.
It's such an incredible, positive, uplifting story. If you've just joined me, I've been talking to Maggie, Lev Oxone, Daniel, Eunice and Alex as well from Fields of Life. These guys are here to tell their stories about how people who have sponsored them have impacted and changed their lives, how Fields of Life has changed their life. If you want to find out more, and maybe you can't make it to Cork, if you can, please do head along to the Storytellers Tour. You can get all the information on how you can support and get involved and see all about the Fields of Life projects, etc. on their website, which is fieldsoflife.org. It has been fantastic to have you all in studio. What a blessing to us here at Spirit Radio. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.